Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. homelottery.com.au.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Number five.
We learnt Dits is not too keen on the new COVID test.
Well, China found a more accurate way to swab.
Right.
You know what it is?
What?
Up the bum.
No.
Up the old bladder.
No.
Goes in 5 to 8 centimetres. Move it around a little bit.
No,
rub it around
the
inside a little bit.
No.
Only takes 10 seconds, Dits.
Don't care.
And it's more accurate.
I don't care how accurate it is.
Up the bum.
They're not putting it up my bum.
Stick it up your bum, China.
No, not happening. I'll die of COVID rather than go through that.
Number four, we learnt sometimes people have a couple of beers before calling us up on the radio.
How many beers do you think you've had? Carton.
So I've started RBT. Radio breath testing to test which callers are drunk.
G'day, Tim.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Okay, Tim, you sound sober. Let's try Paddo.
How you going, Mark? How you going, Dits?
Yeah, good, Paddo.
Oh, I reckon sucking mother's milk off the titty at the pub.
You've blown way over the limit, Paddo. I'm going to have to impound your phone. OK, let's run the radio breath test unit past Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
Mate, I listen to you a lot, and women's rights, et cetera, et cetera, they're moving up in the world.
Number three. We learnt sometimes Chris Dittmar gets things wrong. And boy, he had a busy week this week. First, he thought the tennis at Memorial Drive was going for 3 days.
Is it a round robin? How's it going to play out over the next few days?
Yeah, we just got 2 sessions today, actually, so...
Then he tried to talk criminal psychology.
So a lot of those things you've mentioned, do we put that under the heading of attention-seeking? I needed, some sort of attention.
No.
Then he was trying to identify Sven's background.
Sven, is your family Swedish?
No, I'm German.
Are you German?
Then Dits undervalued Sir Thomas More.
In the end, he raised hundreds of thousands of pounds. It was an incredible story. I talked about Sir Tom Moore, who passed away overnight, 100 years of age.
With corona.
I said he'd raised a few $100,000, and it turns out he had. He raised $57 million.
What?
Sorry, Dits. Surely that's all the mistakes for this
one. Ruin Dits here on Triple N. Triple M, it is over.
Number two. After the show, Roo records a promo telling people to listen to our podcast.
If you want to hear more, go to...
If you want to hear any of that...
If you want to hear any of that, just go and listen to the...
And we learnt that Roo struggles recording a promo to tell people to listen to our podcast.
If you missed that chat, just head to the podcast or where you get your podcast from. And if you want to listen to the... just go to where you get all your good podcasts from.
And search Ruin Dits.
Dits will show you how to do it.
Just search Ruin Dits where you get your podcasts.
All right, stop showing off, Dits. Come on, Roo, have another go.
Hang on, let me try again. I'll it up again. If you missed it, if you missed the...
Finally, on Tuesday this week, this happened.
Just go to wherever you get your good podcast from and search Ruin Dits. Hey, I still got a brain.
Number one, believe it or not, some people don't know who Chris Dits Dittmar is.
Who's Dits?
My name's Dits.
Like Marty Sheargold.
Who's Dits?
Or AFLW chief Nicole Livingston.
Sorry, I've kept you waiting.
Oh, Nicole. Crikey. How you going?
Place.
It's Chris Dittmar speaking. How are you?
Sorry, can you say that again?
It's Chris Dittmar speaking.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you? Sorry.
No, good as gold.
Around this afternoon.
And also on the line, Mark Rusciutto.
Hey,
Nicole.
Hey, Roo. How are you?
And this week we learnt Robert Dipper-Domenico has no idea who Dits is.
G'day, guys. Thanks for those beautiful words, Roo. And Diddy?
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
That's funny. Well done, Steve.
Roo and Dits. D-I-T-T-S.
Diddy.
Call me anything.
Yeah, call him.
Doesn't matter. Roo and Dits here on Triple M. We're having fun.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. homelottery.com.au.